White Bear First Nations. Local White Bear First Nations resident Valencia Sparvier has recently returned home from Toronto, where she competed in the National Miss Canada Globe Productions pageant. After winning the regional competition as Miss Saskatchewan Petite, she was crowned Miss Mesoamerica Canada and was scheduled to compete in the Gala World pageant in the Latin American country of El Salvador. Later that week, at the Toronto event, Sparvier was promoted to Miss Canada Charity and will now be competing in the prestigious World Finals this March in the Philippines. Sparvier was interviewed by The Observer back in April, and the 19-year-old has come a long way since then. "The past 7 months has been a fairy tale come true," said Sparvier. "The competition was fierce but friendly. We pulled for one another, cheering each other on to victory and consoling ourselves in defeat. We all had a sense of sisterhood and camaraderie." Sparvier has become poised, mature, and has blossomed into a young woman and a mentor to her peers. During the grueling two-week competition, she also won 5 individual awards, including Miss Petite Spirit, Personality, Talent, Leadership, and Karaoke Queen. Sparvier chuckled about winning the karaoke award. "Honestly, I can't hold a note but somehow blubbered my way through the singing competition. I was shocked that I won," said Sparvier. During the competition, Sparvier developed numerous friendships along the way, and everyone has promised to keep in touch. "We helped each other with our hair, our makeup, and our dresses. Wearing high heels for 2 straight weeks was hard on the feet, and many boxes of bandages were shared," said Sparvier. It is Sparvier's goal to become a professional model, and after the world competition in March, will likely be signing a modeling contract with Mostrato Fashions, which is headquartered in Toronto. "I have really enjoyed competing in these events, and it has made me a better person. My self-esteem has improved, and even when competing I feel kindness and compassion for the entire team," she added. Sparvier also wished to acknowledge Ashley Collingbull, her mentor and the first Canadian and Indigenous woman to win Miss Universe in 2015. Collingbull has provided empathy and encouragement alongside mentorship during Sparvier's competition. Sparvier is an early childhood educator at White Bear First Nations and has greatly appreciated the local support and continuous words of encouragement. She plans on doing local fundraising to assist with the costs of travel to the Philippines for the World Championships, which are now less than 100 days away. "Thank you, White Bear First Nation, and to all my friends and relatives for your fantastic support. Win or lose, I plan on making our First Nation proud and am really looking forward to these World Championships."